Hi, welcome to the Microsoft Virtual Academy course on creating games with Project Spark. This is Module 6, the Marketplace. So we're at the final part of this Academy course, and right now we're looking at extending your games with extra content that you didn't receive with Project Spark at the beginning, because it's extra content you can get from the Marketplace. So at this point, you've probably created quite a few games, and you might be thinking, well, it'd be really cool if I just had this one extra prop. You might have seen some props that were locked out that you couldn't use yet. And there's a reason for that. The reason is that they're either locked out because you haven't used Project Spark enough, or there's something that you can purchase from the marketplace. So let's look at the agenda on that. So we're going to talk about the different ways of getting content from the marketplace. Now, this content could be props, it could be something small like a weapon, it could be a new character, or it could be a mixture of those. It could be quite a large pack that had new characters, new weapons, new props, maybe even buildings. So when we look at the content, and there's new content being released all the time in the marketplace, often you'll see individual items, and then you'll see quite large packs with lots of items in them. So there's two different ways of looking at it. And how we get that is through the use of credits and tokens. Now, these are slightly different in how they work. One you get from building up your experience of using Project Spark, and the other you can purchase from Xbox Live by paying real money to get the virtual money, which you can use in the marketplace. And then finally, we're going to talk a little bit about Spark Time. So let's talk about the marketplace first. In the marketplace, there's lots of new content. You don't have to buy any of it, but sometimes you'll see something really cool that you want to add in. Maybe it's the zombie pack, or maybe it's the Yeti, or maybe it's the legendary arsenal with the big blacksmith character. So you want to get that, but there's going to be a couple of conditions before you do. Some content will require you to have reached a certain level and have amassed a certain amount of credits. And some content takes a number of tokens. Now, as we're recording this, the total number of tokens required to buy all the content is still relatively low. It's about the price right now of buying a AAA game. As more content is released, if you were to buy all the content, it would probably cost you a little bit more. But remember, you don't have to buy all the content at once. You could buy the content that you're going to use. So, for example, there's a really cool Halloween pack. You might wait until Halloween comes to buy that. So when we're looking at the marketplace content, it might be like walking into a toy store and seeing all this cool stuff you want straight away. Remember, you don't have to buy it all at once. And then Spark Time is interesting, because Spark Time will allow you to purchase an add-on which gives you some extra bonuses to the credits you're earning and the experience you're earning. So let's dive into the marketplace content now, and we'll show you how you can purchase items in the marketplace. So now we're going to take you through the marketplace, and the marketplace is interesting because when we go in here, we're seeing a new and different aspect of Project Spark, because as we look down here, we'll see that there's lots of new content that you can get for Spark. So when you first downloaded Spark, you'll have seen that it came with the Forest Pack, and there was lots of interesting props you could use, but some props that you've seen me use were missing. And the reason for that was that in the marketplace, you can purchase extra content for Project Spark. Now, it's optional. You don't have to purchase the content. There's some really cool things in there which you might want to get access to. So let's take you through the marketplace now. And we can start over here on this small icon that looks like a calendar with oldest to newest. And you'll see that there's things like Rock Spire, Royal Banner Wolf, Royal Flag Wolf. Now, some of them require a number of, if you look down in the bottom left hand corner, do you see the 750? Well, these are credits, and credits are coins, coin shaped items that you build up the more you play Project Spark. So when you complete a challenge or you gain experience, you build up your collection of credits. Now you can redeem these credits to buy new content, such as the Rock Spire. However, the new content also has a level requirement. So you'll see there's a level 1 on the Rock Spire, but a level 15 on the Royal Banner. So if I go in to buy the Royal Banner, and I click here, and I want to buy with credits, I'm only a level 13. You can see that if you look up in the top right hand corner, level 13 is beside my account SR Howell and the picture of me there, of my avatar. It says 13 in blue. Whereas you can see in the red shield icon there, level 15 plus is required. So if I attempt to buy it, it will tell me I'm not the minimum required level. So I have to be at least 15 level. So I can't get that, but that's okay because there's other things I can get. And I look through them, some things like the spike wall, you have to be level 30. So I'm not quite there yet. But I could get the TNT bundle or the treasure map. I can't get the wizard statue yet. So you can see that there's lots of different content, but there's also tokens. So tokens work slightly differently. Tokens you can actually purchase from using Xbox Live. You can actually purchase tokens with real money. And these are these gold bars, and you can then redeem them inside Project Spark. So you can redeem them for content packs. So for instance, here is a royal court, which is a king and a queen, and here's the legendary arsenal, which comes with a blacksmith, swords and axes. So we can see that there are 400 tokens and 500 tokens. If I go back up here, I can see all the items sorted by token price. So here's a zombie outbreak. You have to be at least in level 0. You have to have 700 tokens and 20,000 credits. So you can see that there's different requirements on the different items. You can see that I've already bought Yeti's Rage and the Avalon Champion and Hakon and the Knight's Training Camp and the Desert Dunes and the Arctic Glaciers and the Keys to the Castle. So I've bought a lot of content, but I'm going to buy some more now. So watch as I do that. So first of all, what content do I want? Well, I have to decide here, what do I really want? And let's look at the latest stuff that's been made available to us. So if we look here, Legendary Arsenal's new, and so is Royal Court. I also could buy Haunted Cornfield, and Halloween is coming up, so maybe I'll get that closer to Halloween. But I think for now, I'd like to get the Legendary Arsenal. So when I click here, it gives me a description. And the description tells me all about the different types of content included in this pack. There's a Brute Blacksmith, a Legendary Arsenal. So I can see that there's one character, and he's the blacksmith, Woodland Blacksmith. He comes with an anvil, a ranger's a legend axe, a master axe, a wrecked wooden barrel, bellows, a hammer, tongs, a chunk of codite, a rustic forge, a metal bar, a smelting pot, a smelting cup, fighter's legend sword. And it goes on and on, gem piles and precious ingots and the forge. And there's a lot of content there. So I'd be quite excited by this, but even more, there's different brains included, such as a melee weapon, which has a freeze effect or a burn effect and different items. There's also sounds, so I can use extra sound effects. So I'm quite excited to get all this content, 40 new props. So I want to purchase it. So I can preview, first of all, to see what it looks like before I buy. So I'm not buying blind. Let's preview this showcase. Now, at the first time you use content that you don't own, you'll notice that you can interact with the items, but you can't bring them into your own worlds until you've purchased them. So I can pick up this axe, and I can use it, but if I try to make my own level with it, I have to purchase it first. And there I'm going to control this character. and he's quite a big fellow. He looks very tough, and he's the blacksmith. And I'll pick up my axe, and he looks very dangerous. So now that I've had a look at it, I can decide if I want to purchase it or not. And I decided I will, and I'm going to buy it with tokens. Now at this point, I have to have enough tokens to buy. And if you look up in the top right hand corner, you see I have 1250 tokens. So I need to buy with tokens, and this pack is 500 tokens. So I have enough tokens to buy. What if I didn't have enough tokens? Well, it will bring me to a screen where I can put in my payment information and purchase tokens. So I click buy and it says, confirm purchase. You are buying Legendary Arsenal for 500 tokens. Proceed. I want to proceed. So I move my left stick down to yes and press A. It tells me the purchase is in progress and it's complete. And you should see that my tokens in the top right hand corner have reduced by 500 to 750. It'll now go and tell Project Spark to get all the information for the content I've bought into my Project Spark installed on my computer. There's some other things we can see here, but first of all, I'm going to come out and I'm going to show you how I can now create content, and I'm going to go into the empty world and I'm going to show you how we now have this new content. Now, what content's coming up? Well, you have to keep an eye on the news section of the Project Spark website to see the new items that are coming. And sometimes you'll see a pack coming that you didn't expect, and you might be very excited like I was to see the blacksmith. So I'm going to go up to characters, and over here we see Woodland Blacksmith is no longer locked out for me, and I can create him. And we might make him a bit bigger. So he's a very big fellow. Maybe he's a giant. And we'll put him over here. So I can now interact with this giant. He's a very large fellow there. He's off for a walk. He's very friendly, though he's very big. He might step on me. So now that I have that content, what else can I do? Well, one more thing to show you is Spark Premium. So you can see here that there's a Spark Premium for 7 days and Spark Premium for 3 months. So what is Spark Premium? Well, when you purchase Spark Premium, you get 2x the experience and credit gain bonuses. And these expire 7 days after you purchase them. So if I go in here, what would buying this get me? Well, everything you do, such as challenges or milestones, as you play and create with Project Spark, get you experience points and they can get you credits. You can then use those to redeem certain items inside Project Spark's marketplace. If you know you're going to be creating a lot and maybe you like to use Project Spark every day and maybe you like to create very complex worlds with very complex characters, it might be a good idea to purchase the Spark Premium when you know you're going to be getting a lot of experience, because it gives you 2x the experience, and that's pretty cool. So I hope that explains the marketplace. There you can see that I still haven't gotten the Zombies of the Royal Court. I'm going to have to save that for my birthday, I think. So the marketplace, remember, purchase your tokens. You can buy them using different payment options in Xbox Live. Then you can also use the credits you've built up to redeem certain items in the marketplace. And finally, keep an eye out for new content as it comes out. So now we've seen how you can get into the marketplace. You can see that the level I was at, some items were unlocked for me, but some items still weren't unlocked until I reached level 15. And there's some items that don't unlock till you reach even higher than that. You'll see that I had purchased a number of tokens and I'd redeemed those tokens against different content packs. When you're looking at the content, remember that it's easy to want to buy everything straight away. You don't have to buy everything straight away. when you need a particular part or a particular prop for a particular reason, then that's a good time to evaluate, to play the levels before you buy them, to look at the content and decide if you need it. So I hope you've enjoyed looking at the marketplace. This brings us to the end of our Microsoft Virtual Academy course on creating games with Project Spark. I really hope you've enjoyed it. I've very much enjoyed recording it for you. My name is Stephen Howell, and if you've enjoyed this course, please look at the other Microsoft Virtual Academy courses, and I think you'll find something of interest there. And that's me signing off. Thank you very much for listening.